Up next is the Strawberry Fairy.
All those days, watching from the windows. All those years, outside looking in. All that time, never even knowing just how blind I've been. Now I'm here, blinking in the starlight. Now I'm here, suddenly I see. Standing here, it's all so clear. I'm where I'm meant to be. And at last I see the light. And it's like the fog has lifted. And at last I see the light. And it's like the sky is blue. And it's warm and real and bright. And the world has somehow shifted. All at once, everything looks different. Now that I see you.
Alright, and that was Strawberry Fairy with I See the Light from Tangled. This is becoming very popular,
isn't it? It's cute saying Strawberry Fairy. It's cute.
Yeah, this song is reflection, but I don't hate listening to this like I hate listening to Reflection.
Right. No, and I think people, it's a lot easier to sing than Reflections, right. Too.
Yeah.
All right, and on to my critique. For me, a lot of the higher notes and lower notes were iffy, because the middle range stuff was probably your best sung parts. And I'm thinking it might be a support thing. You had dynamics and build, which was nice. The line, and it's warm, real, and bright. Is that how it goes, Ambie? You know the song better than me.
And it's warm and real and bright.
That part sounded that one. Kitschy or something.
I had that note as iffiness. I think you had good energy. Could have been a little bit bigger. And your mic quality bugged me a bit. Ambie?
I'm not sure. First of all, one second. I need to double check something as I'm saying this. Dang it. Sorry. Okay. First of all, this is a pet peeve of mine. Please don't say, oh, I had a cold in your thing that you're sending to us. Because that's kind of like making us think yourself. It's almost like a kind of a cop out. Like, if this is bad, don't blame it on me. It's because I have a cold. Now, that's just a pet peeve of mine. And I think it's like, I don't like when people do that.
And when they say it almost like sets them up for failure.
Then we go into it. Cause then we're like looking for like the, oh, where's the cold in it? It's much easier to just hear it for what it is. So like that's a recommendation for the future. And then overall, I like your tone. Like I liked it the first time too, but I don't know. I just felt like it was low energy. I felt that like the energy was just very blah. Like I didn't feel a lot of like, this is kind of like a subtly exciting thing. It's like, oh, these lights, I'm finally going to see these lights. And I was like, oh, the lights, there's lights in the sky. And I don't know. I just wanted more from it. And I still thought there was some pitch control issues. Not as many as the last time, but I still thought there was some pitch issues. So I'm a little torn on this one.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn on this one, too. I have the same note about Zell with the mic quality. It's a little iffy with the background of the hum. I think it's like a computer or something. But I agree. It had some nice dynamics, but more performance would be nice. I mainly have down your low breathy notes in the verse. Let's see. Overall,
yeah, and wasn't she the one that had like the breathy issues the last time too? She sang True to Your Heart, and it was like gasping for breath.
Yeah,
I think overall though, this was like a much better audition though than your first one. It was a better fit, and I think you worked on your pitch better. Like it was still a little pitchy, but it was a nice improvement. I don't know. Overall, like, I'm not sure how competitive she would be if she were to make it in. That's the thing. Like, for yeses and noes, I have a maybe, but, like, I'm not sure how competitive she could be.
I already have what I want to say for yeses and nos.
And what do you want to say?
Mine is a no. Mainly for a lot of the pitch problems.
Yeah. Like, I think it's an improvement, but...
It is.
It's definitely an improvement, but I still don't think it's strong enough to compete with others that we have in the show thus far.
Yeah. I mean, if it was on, like, a different show that wasn't as competitive, I think she would do better. But...
Yeah, because, I mean, now, with the two people we've already let through tonight, now we have 22 people on the show. Like, dang. That's a lot of people, yo.
It's becoming very intense.
Yeah. And it kind of sucks. And, yeah, like, I hate being known as, like, the toughest judges on all of Voice Hollywood.
Jeffers is tough? What? Jeffers and tough in the same sentence?
That is, like, what people are calling us. They're saying, like, we're the toughest judges to, like, get approval from on all of Voice Hollywood.
Really? I thought I was too nice.
No, they're saying that we're the toughest. Like, people have been telling me, like, you guys are so tough. Like, getting past you guys is, like... a real, like, feat. Like, if you get past Jeffers, Zell, and Amby, you really made it, man.
So, like, the guy from Monster, Inc.
Oh, dear. But, yeah. Sorry, Furry.
Yeah.
We still have one more chance. Yeah, there's still one more chance. And we are having one more episode still before the deadline. So, resubmit. Yeah.
Just work on your energy and, well, your emotion. Because I thought you had dynamics, but work on your emotion and especially your pitchiness, if anything.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the one thing that's carried over between the two. And the breathiness that's carried over between the two. Who's next? Because I'm rubbing my eyes, so I can't read paper while I'm rubbing my eyes.
008.
Yeah. There's instructions in how to read it in the thing. I was like, Hugabug. It's Hugabug and then 008, but the 00 is really fast, so it's Hugabug 008.
Yeah. Hope we got it right.
Yeah.
You think I'm an ignorant savage, and you've been so many places, I guess it must be so. But still I cannot see if the savage one is me. How can there be so much that you don't know? You don't know. You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew.
Hugabug 008.
Very nicely done.
I said that funny. I like how I said the 8 differently. Like, 8! Hey. Hugabug. I liked your tone on this. Like, I thought that... Like, the only part that was a little weird was the you don't know was a little odd note-wise. I don't know if it was note or pitch-wise, but other than that, like, the notes were all fine. My main concern here was that I didn't really feel, like, a lot of excitement behind it. It just seemed kind of flat. Like, there was an energy to it, like, a hint of an energy, like, that I think this song, like, fit for this beginning part of the song, because it's, like, not getting into, like, the more intense part of it yet. But I just felt like there needed to be more, like, of the character of Pocahontas in it. And excitement about what was going on all around her. Because she's singing about the world she loves and, you know, painting with colors of wind and such. So she's probably high while she's singing this.
Oh, dear.
The woods. Talking to her and everything.
There's woods talking to her, and there are leaves floating by. She's probably on, like, LSD or something.
I was just thinking she stole pot from the settlers, but I guess that works.
No, they stole pot from her. That's how John Smith was seeing all of it, yeah.
I see.
But it just needed something more, because I thought it was very nicely sung, so that's why, like, this is my... I'm torn on this for that. Like, I thought that the tone was good and the notes were all correct. I just didn't feel it.
Jeffers?
Yeah, I agree. This is a much better song choice than your first one, though. So good job on that.
Yeah, agreed.
I have the same note on the "you don't know." I have it written down that I think it was sharp and it was too high. Let's see. I agree with the performance, though. Like, the beginning, I thought it could have used a bit more, like, not bitterness, but, like, a bit more, like, frustration, I guess. So, like, she's singing about being, or that you think she's an ignorant savage, and, like, it's not a happy thing, so I thought you could have...
She's telling him off,
pretty much. Bitch, you think I'm ignorant?
But I thought...
Ignorant engine? What? Bitch? Uh-uh. Pocahontas don't play like that.
Yeah, just, like...
Okay.
Play it around with it a bit more, but...
I have to plug this a moment. Go on Twitter. My friend runs a Twitter account that's like Pocahontas if she was like from today and ghetto. It's hilarious. I talk about stuff. It's like, I don't know who just fed Miko these chicken nuggets, but now all he wants is them. Do you know how hard it is to row a fucking canoe through the McDonald's drive-thru? Like, it's so
funny. Okay.
Go look it up on Twitter. It's hilarious.
I think that's all of my notes, and I'll leave it at that.
All right, ready. I have to agree, this is a better song choice than your last one. Whole New World, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then your voice did fit. The first so was, for me, sounded off. There was like a little laugh before, and you've been so many places, like, huh, I like that little touch. I don't know if y'all heard that. I thought I could have used a little bit more vibrato. Again, that's a personal thing.
Oh, she wants more vibrato now. My God.
Little bit. I know, I just had a thought like that. For me, she had a lot of flat moments. It looked like might have been just a liberty, but just sounded a bit tweaked to be sounding iffy for me. And I do have, like, it was a little blandish on some parts. And those are my notes.
And she closes that with cuteness again. I have a maybe leaning towards yes. What about you guys?
I have a maybe, and I don't know which way it's leaning, so I need someone to, like...
It's, like, really, like, on the fence for me, but...
Yeah, like, this is, like, the... Because, like, on one hand, I really liked your tone, but on the other hand, like... It lacked the other end of the spectrum, too. Mm-hmm. So that's why, like, I'm torn. And I feel like it's unfair to put you through without the full package at this point, because we've denied other people that have had, like, good tone but not something else.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, it's getting better. She's getting better to where it's...
This was a huge improvement, but I think that you still need to make that last step to... Mm-hmm. Like, the like to be, like, the full, like, completeness of it. So, I don't know. None of us wants to be the person to say it, I think.
I don't know. I'm on her nice side already. I don't know about you guys.
Well, I was the one that said yes to her last time, and you both said no.
Oh.
She would have been in last time if it wasn't for you guys.
Sorry, Andy.
Oh, what the hell? I'll say yes. I don't know. Because now I just have to put it on Zelle.
I don't know, because I caught more, like, weirder note. For me, I caught a lot more different lower notes and all that than you guys, apparently. Crap. This is really middle ground for me. I just don't know where to go. Because it was such an improvement from her last audition. Okay, I'm going to do Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe now.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear.
You can get all this out.
No, I'm leaving this in. This is good.
This is
cute.
Even Rocky's not. Even Rocky's like engulfed. Rocky didn't say anything.
Went on to a yes. So
okay.
Welcome to the competition.
Good job.
All right.
Good job. Okay. So next up
Make sure that you like up your game. Like
right.
You gotta get that last bit of completion, or you're not gonna be sticking around for long.
Yeah. All right. So next up is Songbird, take two.
Songbird. Yes. Hey, I heard Birdie in the background.
Speaking of which.
I know you. I walked with you once upon a dream. I know you. The gleam in your eyes is so familiar a gleam. Yet I know it's true that visions are seldom all they seem. But if I know you, I know what you'll do. You'll love me at once, the way you did once upon a dream.
Songbird, take two. With brain fart.
Once upon a dream.
Yes.
You should know this, Jeffers. Didn't you do this for performance?
I did. Oh my gosh, I forgot about
The pop version.
Oh dear, I forgot about that. Let's not mention this. There are some songs in performance season one where I just completely blocked out of my head and pretend that never happened. But anyway, Songbird. I thought you had good energy on this, and I like the whimsicalness you had in this. Like, my note was whimsical daintiness dancing through a garden? ? it sounded like you fit the character kind of well, and in that kind of la 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 kind of sense. It was a tad pitchy though. That was my only real negative note. I don't know. Like, the competition's really fierce, and I don't know like how competitive you'd be to, like what we said to, what was it, Fairy? I think it was. Yeah.
I forget who we said it to. Yeah, it was Fairy.
My only big thing was, like, it was a bit pitchy at times. So, Zell?
Well, first of all, this is another Sleeping Beauty song she did for auditions. Because last year she did I Wonder.
She did I Wonder. That...
Oh. Good memory.
Yes. yes. Okay, I have to agree. I do have some iffy notes. I do have that one do.
Yeah, I wrote that down too, yeah.
And then I have, it sounded like you were a bit rushing at the end. And that's all I really have. Ambie?
My biggest thing here was I kind of felt like you were doing more of a imitation of what the voice actress who played Aurora was doing. It almost, like, I wrote down, like, mock Aurora. Because, I don't know. Like, I've heard you sing, like, I sometimes feel like you don't know what your voice is, because I feel like sometimes you try and adapt yourself too much to what the original person has done with it. And I think you need to focus more on not how did they sing it, but how should Songbird sing it? How do I sing this song? Yeah.
That's a good note.
And I want to hear more of Songbird singing and not Songbird mimicking. Like, don't be a parrot. Be a songbird. Ah.
This would be a very appropriate moment for Rocky to start saying something.
throw something at him.
I can't. He's in a different room. That's how loud he is.
Oh, he's really loud. Yeah. How do you sleep at night? My God. but yeah, overall, I don't know. I liked it. I thought that it was one of the better things that we've heard you do. But like, that was my main thing. Like, I thought your tone and everything was fine on it, except for that one do note was a little weird. Mm-hmm. But like, I want to hear you, like, you more. Just you. Be yourself with these songs.
Yeah. I had a maybe real middle ground, but it was leaning slightly towards yes.
Yeah, my maybe was leaning towards yes.
Well,
me too.
Good job, Songbird.
Yeah, so we're all, because that means that we're all going to go with yes, since we're all leaning that way. So, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought this was the episode where we started doing all yeses.
This is the episode where we all started doing it. Yes.
Good job,
we all said
Songbird.
Maybe leaning towards yes. We didn't all say yes. We said maybe leaning towards
right.
yes. So now I'll say yes. So, yeah.
Yes. So you're in.
That's probably confusing. But you're in, yeah.
Ka-ching!
That's
Success.
All you need to know. You're in.
Another song passed using Sleeping Beauty.
Ooh.
Maybe that's your thing.
All right. So up next is Forget Regret. we're just like pulling all the guys out from their hiatuses or MIA-ness.
Their hiding spots.
Tell me that I've been a louse and a loafer. You won't get a fight here, no ma'am. Say I'm a gold brick, a goof off, no good, but that couldn't be all that I am. Water flows under the bridge, let it pass, let it go. There's no good reason that you should believe me, not yet. I know, but someday and soon, I'll make you proud of your boy. Though I can't make myself taller or smarter or handsome or wise, I'll do my best. What else can I do? Since I wasn't born perfect like Dad or you. Ma, I will try hard to make you proud of your boy.
Forget Regret, doing Proud of Your Boy from Aladdin, a cut song.
In case y'all don't recognize it.
We had this one in the finale last season, right?
Yeah, Genesis.
Yeah, JC sang this.
Yay. Okay, for me, this might be because of my volume, but it felt like you were too close to your mic.
I agree.
Was that the same?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't just my volume. I felt you had energy on this one and dynamics. For me, I would have liked a bit more emphasis with the words taller, smarter, and in that little section, I would like more emphasis. I had the word wise written down. I don't know if I think it was because it just didn't sound right, or it might have been the mic. You had like a pop at 1 minute and that one little pause before ma. I think that was a word. But that's all I have. Ambie?
Yeah. Watch out for, like, and I feel like I've felt this, like, I've heard you sing before, and I feel like this is a recurring thing. Just careful with getting way too close to the microphone, because you top out very easily when you're so close to the microphone. It's not as bad now as I've heard in the past, so you're definitely improving on it, but it still needs, like, back up a little bit more still. I liked your energy. I really thought your energy was good. Like, that was, like, impressed me a bit. Because, yeah, energy is something we haven't heard a ton of tonight, so I was really excited to hear some of that. Careful, though, with, like, the long notes. I felt like you kind of lost the pitch whenever a note went longer. And just, I don't know if it's me. Like, if I just don't know this song well enough, but it didn't seem like fully correct melody, like temp, like rhythmically to me. Like, I've heard this song before and it didn't seem right to me, and but I don't know it well enough. Like,
it might have been Liberty's on his part.
It sounded kind of like a little bit faster, a little bit slow here. It didn't sound consistent.
Yeah, and I was a little confused because it didn't feel like the song that I know. Yeah,
so it was more of a tempo thing for you, I guess.
See, I don't know if it was, like, it had to have been tempo or, yeah, it had to be either tempo or rhythm, I guess. Because, like, some of the parts didn't seem like it was, like, the same melody, even, of, like, I know this song to be. But then again, this is a song I know, but not extremely well, so it could just be because I don't know it well.
Well, in that case, I know the song very well. Like, this is one of my, I love this song a lot. I had planned to cover it for PI, but I never got a chance to, because, yeah, anyway. I agree with that they had energy, but I thought the emotion was not right in this song at all. You sounded too bouncy and upbeat for it. Like, this is more of a sad song, and, like, I don't know, it didn't sound like it fit very good. Like, I also thought it sounded a bit too legato. I mean, it needed to be more legato-ly sung. Like, it sounded too choppy.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe I thought that it was just, like, a little too peppy for this.
Because, like, I thought the emotion was just not right at all. Like, the melody was okay, but, like, the performance was just, like, not very appropriate. Yeah. It's a very, like, subdued, emotional song, and I didn't really get that. Let's see. There's No Good Reason, and Someday and Soon was a bit flat. And That's about it. Just, like, I don't know, the performance wasn't very appropriate for me. And that's all.
Yeses and noes. Getting hard.
I said no, because the performance was just too far off for me. Like, the
it yeah. wasn't what it's supposed
it
to
wasn't
be.
Not, it wasn't what the song called for, in my opinion, so... I'm sorry, you forget regret.
Yeah, like, I liked your energy, and I liked your tone overall, but now that Jeffer said that, like, I was leaning more towards yes, but now that Jeffer's, like, brought up the point of, like, the mood of it, I kind of sighed that way, so...
Yeah, I mean, the energy for me was the only real winning point for the whole audition. Everything else was...
I thought his tone was good, too. Like, I thought that the tone was good, but...
Yeah,
it fit Aladdin.
I think vocally it's one of the better things he's done.
Yeah, like, I thought for... Like, I've heard him in the past, and, like, the lack of overall topping constantly is an improvement, and I think the tone is an improvement, and the energy is an improvement. But... We can't look so much at improvements as we have to look at what is right before us, in front of us.
Like, I would have liked him on, like, One Jump or a bit of a more upbeat song than this.
That
or if he just would have taken this slower.
Yeah, or slower, or just, like, ease into it.
Put the emotion into it. Yeah.
I think this is kind of the same thing what we had, well, maybe not as much, but with the Be Prepared from, who was it?
Moses.
Moses.
Yeah. Moses, like, it could have gone somewhere, but it just wasn't exactly a well match. It was just more how he interpreted the song, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. All right.
Next up.
Coming up next, then, another blast from someone we haven't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. Tregatree.
Tregatwee.
Holy crap, I didn't see that one.
Zell's in shock. Okay. That's always a good thing.